Injury-wise, nothing really to update as far as the game was concerned. We were able to come out of the game pretty healthy, or at least as healthy as we were going into the game. So that's good on the injury front. I'll address a couple of players you guys probably have questions about. Jared Valdir is going to meet with his doctor in L.A. today. He'll have a checkup. We'll have a little bit better understanding of what the time frame is for him to be back, after today. And then Miles Burris should be back out at practice on Wednesday, and I would expect to see Menelik Watson back out at practice on Wednesday. Other than that, I think the injury situation is pretty much status quo as it's been. Just talking about the game yesterday, obviously I feel like it was a big win for us. First time in 10 years coming out of a bye that we've been able to get that accomplished as an organization. I thought our players and coaches did a great job of understanding what we had to get accomplished over the bye week. I thought they had a great plan going into the game, and I thought specifically early on in the game, I thought our team did a great job of executing what the game plan was, and it was critical for us to be able to come out and start fast against that football team who was on a little bit of a roll, winning two straight against a couple of tough physical teams in the Jets and Baltimore, and for us to start off the way that we did. And get ourselves in a position where, we get the 93-yard touchdown on the opening play of the game. Really, the second drive of the game, we got an opportunity to put ourselves in scoring position. We have the drop on third and two, which would have put us probably at least in long-range field goal range if we don't gain anything after that. And then we get the block punt, which sets us up on the 26-yard line, and we get the touchdown on that. So we scored touchdowns on two of our first three offensive possessions. Defensively, four of our first six defensive possessions were three and outs. And 11 of 15, in the game were, one first down or less on the drive. So I thought it was outstanding the way we were able to come out and start the game off. I also thought, the last drive, not the last drive offensively, but the kind of the two-minute drive offensively at the end of the first half to be able to go down there and take the plate, take it 72 yards. I believe we took 6 minutes and 5 seconds off the clock on that particular drive, and to finish it off with the touchdown, I thought was a huge factor in the game. I thought all phases of the game we did some good things. We knew going into this game. We thought the time of possession would be a critical factor in the game. We knew we were going to have to be able to run the football. We knew we needed to be able to, be able to convert some third downs. Defensively, we knew we needed to stop the run and play good third down defense. We were able to do that, on both sides of the ball effectively in the first half. Obviously, we weren't able to continue that throughout the second half, but I thought that was going to be a critical factor in the game. Special teams, we had the block punt, which I thought was huge. Fielding that onside kick was a big play in the game. I thought we had a little bit more. We had a little bit to our return game. There's still some things that we've got to get shored up. Some of the blocking, we got to do a better job of handling the football and protecting the football. I thought we did some really good things. But I thought we got a little bit sloppy with the football, and that was the thing that concerned me the most, and that was offensively and in the kicking game. So it's great when you get a chance to get a win. You can't ever take these things for granted in the National Football League. They're tough to come by, so for us to get a win, get our record to 3-4, we got an opportunity with Philadelphia coming in here. If we can play well, get our record back to 500, and maybe we can create a little momentum. So. With that, I'll open it up to questions.
It's been about four games in a row where you guys have been able to start fast and then struggle a little bit in the second half, especially offensively. Is there a common theme to why that's going on?
Well, really, when you look at it, we got to execute better. I mean, we got some opportunities to make some plays, and we don't make the plays that are available to us. I mean, in the game the other day, they obviously wanted to load the box up and try to prevent us from being able to run the football. The first drive. Really would have liked for Terrell to hand the ball off to Darren on the first play. He tried to keep it around the edge, and we felt like we had a little bit of a play right there. We had a couple of communication errors. Then the second drive, really when you get in that situation, the ball's, inside the 1-yard line, you're trying to punch it off the goal line, and be able to get a first down. We were able to do that and change the field position. But really, you know, we had two drives in the third quarter. And then, you know, in the fourth quarter, it really boiled down to just when we get the opportunities to make some plays, we got to be able to make the plays. I mean, you know, we got to throw the ball, we got to catch the ball, all right, and we got to create some lanes to run the ball more effectively.
Kind of piggybacking on his question, where do you find the balance on both sides of the ball? You know, playing safe and conservative and not giving up a lead.
Well, listen, every game's going to be different, all right, and you got to understand how you're going to win the game, all right, and it's not always. Listen, it's not always about how pretty does it look. The ultimate goal is to win the football game. We had a defense that was playing outstanding in the football game, that was taking the ball away, that was creating a lot of pressure on the quarterback, that wasn't giving up a lot of points. And the only chance that they had to get back in the game was for us to make mistakes and give them those opportunities. And unfortunately, we did that. You know, we had the screen pass, which is – you know, you think it's a pretty conservative play. You think it's, you know, a chance for you to get an explosive player into space. We don't execute the play exactly right. We don't block the guy that we're supposed to block. He gets back in there, hits Jacoby, puts the ball on the ground, and all of a sudden they got the ball on the 10-yard line. So I think you got to understand how you're going to win football games. And when the defense is playing really good, you got to protect the football, and you got to let your defense go out and win the game for you.
They started the quarter with like a 9-minute possession, I think 9:21. Your offense is just standing on the sideline, cooling their heels. And for that to happen, did that kind of slow you down a little bit, you think?
You know, I don't know if that was a big factor in it or not. I mean, I think it was a huge factor in the game, the fact that they controlled the ball for 9 minutes and didn't get any points out of it. And I think our field goal rush had something to do with them – you know, maybe missing those field goals. I think our guys have done a great job of coming after field goals. We got, you know, got our hands on a couple of field goals already this year. And you know, I like to think that that might have had a little bit of a factor in him missing those field goals. But I don't know if that, you know, got us out of any type of rhythm or anything like that. I just think, you know, when we had the plays to make, we didn't make those same plays, whereas in the first half of the game we made those plays.
You mentioned the two plays on special teams that he made, but can you talk about what kind of presence Rashad Jennings has been for the team this year?
Well, he's done a great job for us. I mean, he's kind of been one of those guys that's been a little bit of a jack of all trades. I mean, he's you know, when we needed him to go back there and carry the ball, he's carried the ball for us. He's done a great job on special teams. I think he has two block kicks on the year. You know, he's done a good job in the return game. I think you need those type of players on any football team to have a chance to have success. I think he understands what his role is. He's embraced his role, and he's done a great job of it.
Dennis, I'm wondering what sort of markers you're using to gauge the development of your young quarterback. You literally have like a checklist of, you know, obviously he's doing well in some areas, needs work in others. Do you literally have a checklist of the areas he's working in?
Well, I wouldn't say that we have, you know, a sheet of paper or a list of, you know, things that we check off on a weekly basis that you know, we give to him and say these are the things you need to work on. But yeah, there's things that we look at with him, you know, as a quarterback. I mean, his ability to get us in and out of the huddle, his ability to get us to the line of scrimmage, you know, his ability, you know, in some of our quarterback read schemes, and is he making the right reads? How's he doing there? How's his pocket presence? Is he given, you know, is he given his protection enough time to, is he trusting his protection enough? You know, what's his footwork like in the pocket? It's all the things that you look at, you know, for a quarterback and where he's improving. And I think he's made some significant strides, but I also think there's still a lot of room for improvement, a lot of room for growth. And I think with any young player, you know, the thing that I want to see out of him the most is really the consistency, you know, and can we be consistent, you know, from first series to the second series, from the first half to the second half, you know, can we be a little bit more consistent? And I think and that's with all of our players, and the more we're able to do that, the more we're able to put together a full game.
You know, there's with the wave of young quarterbacks in the league that have these different talents, and there's kind of a tendency to compare these guys. Is it fair to compare trail to those other guys, and where and how you know how do you erase that white?
Yeah, well, the tendency to compare goes on outside of this building. You know, I mean, really, our focus is, you know, how do we take Terrell Pryor's skill sets, because he's Terrell Pryor, he's unique. He's not somebody else that somebody might want to compare him to. And we know what his strengths are, and we know what his weaknesses are, and we need to be able to put him in position to accent his strengths and try to limit the times, you know, that we ask him to do things that maybe he's not quite as good at. So I stay away from the comparison thing, because I think each individual player is unique in and of themselves, and you know, we got to do a great job of putting him in position to make plays.
What kind of an impact did having Stefan Wisniewski back in the game? What kind of an impact did it make?
Well, no, I mean, I thought it was good to have him back out there. You know, I thought he was a little rusty. I don't think he played as well as, you know, as maybe he has in some past games. But I think that comes from, you know, I think it's been 3 weeks off now that he's had. So I think he'll continue to improve as we go along. I think the biggest thing in that game was just he's a calming presence up front. You know, he does a good job of, you know, all the communication, making sure we're targeting the right people. So I think from that standpoint, that's where I saw the positive in what he was able to bring to us.
It seemed like Woodley, for being on McCants' side, really had that big of a game. And did McCants have a pretty solid
No,
game?
I thought he played well. You know, and he's a guy that, you know, every time we put him in there, he continues to do some good things. And so I think that's going to bode well for us as we continue on down the road, the fact that he's been able to go in there and play well.
Coach Tarver sent out an apology for flipping off the officials yesterday, but he's done a great job with this defense. Is that kind of one of those things you're like, let's just forget about it?
Well, I mean, I don't know if it's one of those things you just say, let's forget about it. I mean, listen, he's made his statement about what happened. I think the only thing I'll say is I think he's done an outstanding job with this defense. I think he's a fiery and an emotional guy, and that's what's – and I think our players have really taken to that, and I think they've embraced that type of attitude, and he's got the defense playing at a high level right now.
Are you on board with Terrell going outside to get help, you know, his visits with Tom House and that kind of thing?
Yeah, well, like I said before, I mean, as long as it's not taken away from the things that we're trying to get accomplished here, I'm all for guys trying to, you know, get themselves better and make themselves better. But the key is making sure it's within the framework of what we're trying to get accomplished here. And so and that's one of the guys that you know, as a staff, we felt comfortable with him working with a little bit. The biggest improvement's going to be what he does inside this building, and that's where he's going to make the biggest strides.
Is that stuff more necessary now that with the amount of limited time you guys have with these players, especially in the off season, that maybe they need more outside, that they're going to need more outside coaching or no?
Yeah, I don't really see it that way. You know, I think we get plenty of time to work with these guys and to help them get better. But, you know, if a guy wants to do something above and beyond, I'm certainly for it.
Coach, a lot was made early on about Charles and the swagger he brings to the defense. What about a guy like Tracy Porter, who showing up more and more now in games, making plays? What does he bring to this team in the meeting rooms and outside of the football field?
Well, we got a lot of guys that bring a lot, you know. Like I've said before, you know, probably a lot of people outside of this area, outside of this building, probably don't know a lot about who these no-name guys are on defense. But we got a lot of guys that are pretty good football players, and Tracy's one of them. Tracy's the guy that, you know, he's made a lot of big plays and a lot of big games, won on the biggest stage there is. So, you know, I think a lot of these guys that we brought in here, you know, kind of have a little bit of chip on their shoulders. They want to prove that they – you know, that they're worthy of being, you know, top-notch players in this league, and I think they've all come together, which has been the most impressive thing, is that all of them have come together for a common goal, common cause, common purpose, and they're playing really well together.
CM Moore talked last night about how he's trying to be a better pro, take more detailed notes, be more organized, be more efficient and active in meetings. Do you think that's helping him on the field? Are we seeing better
Absolutely.
Because of those things?
Absolutely. And it's something that you know, really I've noticed a lot more over the last 2 or 3 weeks where he's, you know, he's done a better job of preparing himself early in the week for what he's going to see on Sunday, and I think you've seen the results of that. I mean, it's really no secret. I mean, you take a guy with athletic ability, with talent, okay, and you give him the mental processes, and you give him the information, and he understands what he's seeing when he gets out on the field. You expect him to make plays, and I think that's something that all young guys learn as they go along. I mean, when guys come in here, most of the time these rookies, they don't know what it takes to prepare to be a pro. 9 out of 10 times, they've always, a lot of them have gotten by on athletic ability alone. But you can't get by on it in this league, and I think he's a guy that's learned that, and now he's getting better at preparing himself.
Where do you see his potential as a pass rusher? Think that he can be a real quality guy at this level?
Yeah, I think he can be a solid pass rusher. You know, I'm not ready to declare that he's the next Derek Thomas, but I think he's got some good pass rush ability. And I think the more that he continues to study, you know, not just schematically what we're doing, but the more he's able to study his opponent and see, you know, how they're setting him, where they're putting their hands, those little things that. The techniques and the fundamentals of playing the game, then I can see some real progress being made.
What's your assessment of the job the backup receivers have done Sunday and also this year?
Well, we got to do better. I mean, I think overall we got to be better. You know, Bryce had, you know, really two costly drops in the game. Jacoby had the fumble. I mean, I just think we got to get better production. Overall, from that position, I think it's the consistency factor. We got to be a lot more consistent in you know doing our job, and making the plays that we got the opportunity to make, whether it be in the run game blocking, whether it be running our routes, you know, exactly right, and you know catching the football. So that'll be an area that we're going to emphasize to make sure we improve in that area.
Philadelphia's coming in here. Maybe with some question about their quarterbacks. How do you look at dealing with a team that could be one of three different quarterbacks?
Yeah, well, you know, we spent this morning, you know, really cleaning up the Pittsburgh stuff, so I haven't really got a chance to really get ahead on Philly yet. But we'll have to look at what they're doing when – I mean, the good news is we've seen all three of those quarterbacks play, so we kind of got a little bit of a feel for, you know, what they're going to do with it, you know, with each quarterback, and we've seen what, you know, some of the strengths are and some of the vulnerabilities of each one of those guys are. So we'll have to look at it and kind of monitor that situation as we go along. I don't think schematically, I wouldn't think that depending on who the quarterback is that they'll be a whole lot different based on who the quarterback is.
Trade deadlines is tomorrow. There's talk of trades every year in the NFL. And usually not a lot of them come to fruition. What are the difficulties in bringing a guy off another team at this point in the season? Why it doesn't happen that much?
Well, you know, I mean, there's a reason why you go to training camp. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why you have an off-season program. It's so that you can, you know, install your schemes of what you want to do offensively, defensively, and the kicking game, how you're going to build the culture of your football team. And it's just – I mean, it's just hard to bring a guy in the middle of the year and think that you know, he's going to come in and have a chance to be really effective for you midway through the year. So I just think it's a tough proposition to think that you're going to bring somebody in that's you know going to make a huge difference. But we'll see.
Coach, a lot's been made of Chip Kelly's offense with Philadelphia, the up-tempo, spread you out kind of thing. Have you seen anything, maybe Denver, that's anything close to that so far this season?
Well, again, I mean, I hadn't gotten an opportunity to study a lot on Philly. I mean, I've obviously seen them, you know, throughout the course of the year a little bit. But we face some up-tempo offenses. I mean, Denver's up-tempo offense. Jacksonville was an up-tempo offense. I mean, you know, we'll face those type of – San Diego was up-tempo at times in the game when we played them. So – you know, we'll see what they're doing and how they're doing it, and we'll have a good plan to try to stop them.
You guys moved forward to punt return. Was Adams banged up, or is this a change?
No, we wanted to – listen, we're trying to get something going in the return game. And like I said earlier, I mean, you know, Jacoby had a nice return. He put the ball on the ground, which can't happen. And Tywan Jones had a nice return on the first kickoff of the game that, that got called back with a holding penalty. So that the return game's an area that we've got to look to improve and get something going there. I think special teams wise, we've done a great job on our coverage units, but we got to get something going in the return game. And so we wanted to take a look at a couple of different returns, a couple of different things, and see if that, you know, didn't provide some of that.